Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors. Look out for the new series starting soon on The Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
One, two, three, go!
Oh, can I just say, Sight, there's a new speaker in the Commons.
Oh, and I know.
They have to drag him
through the Commons.
That's what they do. They drag him, they pull him off his seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they pull
in public.
Him, in public, yeah, in the public gallery.
Oh, my God. What do you mean they drag him? I'm not up with all this stuff, and usually I'm well into all this.
Yeah, look.
They're dragging him across.
Hoyle hauled to the chair as new common speaker. It's a thing that they've done for years.
Stupid traditions.
The traditions of the Commons.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Oh, God.
Adopted some of them traditions in my house.
Oh,
have
you?
Yeah, I have. Like pulling myself off when the doorbell goes.
Yes, pull yourself off and get to the doorbell.
And then the other one is when you have someone around, you sit in on a sofa with your knob out.
Oh, and is that from Charles the First?
I think he'd done it originally. And then it's just caught on over the years.
But then,
he only done it as an accident.
Oh, did he? Well, that's how these things start.
I
mean, it's like the beast of Bolsover.
I love him.
I try to get my balls over the chair.
That's named after the beast.
And also, but some of the lovely rhymes, nursery rhymes, it's like that. They've started, and they've gradually been bastardised, haven't they?
Yeah, bastards.
That lovely by the bastards.
Yeah.
As John Major called them. Euro bastard. That lovely one about the Duke of York.
The grand old Duke of York. He had 10,000 men. He marched them up to the top of the hill. And he marched them down again. Now, what really happened there?
Well, the real story is the grand old Duke of York. He ain't no paedophile.
Oh.
He didn't do nothing.
Like
nothing that was vile.
Oh.
And him with Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh.
They're entirely innocent.
Oh,
that is the Duke of York.
You know, it took me a couple of minutes to know what you're talking about.
The Duke of York.
Oh, I see.
He had 10,000 men.
That's Epstein, isn't it? That's Epstein.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Lovely fella.
I mean, they all come from such wonderful, these rhymes, don't they? Jack and Jill is famously.
Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down, broke his coccyx.
Yeah.
And Jill comes stumbling after.
Now, the real poem has been bastardised.
Yes,
it's been bastardised.
Jack Black went up for an audition for School of Rock.
Yes.
He thought he wasn't going to get it.
Yeah.
And then he pulled it out of the bag and they said, your part is yours.
Yeah.
His mate was Jill Gascoigne.
Right.
And she was doing the gentle touch.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to get her in the show and she said, no, because no one knows who you are in Hollywood.
That's
and that was the original one.
The original one.
It was about Jack Black and Jill Gascoigne.
That one. one that that lovely one. Oh, hold on. You know the one that Dickory Dock. Hickory Dicky Dock. I got out my cock. I shoved it in the Moulin X. It was something I'd learned from Quan Gok. It went round and round. It didn't make the sound of my helmet. That's the last time I follow a book. What, on my diet?
Okay.
Dickory, dickory, darkness.
Is everything okay, Barry?
I was trying to pull it a little thread,
see what would come. But psychologically, though, I mean, everything.
People say it's good to talk, and then you've got some stresses.
Let's turn this into a bit of
a therapy session.
I want you to get it all off your chest, please. I'll listen to you, and if I think I can help in any way, I will chip in and let you know. Then I will do the same to you. I'll let it all out.
There is... What happens is, and I don't expect you to understand.
Try me, mate. I mean, I'm all here for you, as you
but
know.
When you've been married for as long as I have, some of the spice goes out of the bedroom. How can I say that more succinctly?
That's absolutely understanding what you're saying.
You know.
You want a bit more muck in the room.
Bit more muck in the room.
Yeah.
I've tried role play. I've tried BDSM.
Ooh.
I've tried...
What about that one have you tried where you lie in bed and Margaret says things like, I'm going to tuck you in nicely. I'm going to just put your head on the pillow now.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'm going to tuck you. What do they call that?
What's it called?
I can't remember. It's all on YouTube, isn't it?
ASL. Oh, I love that. You know I like that. No, that's the thing where that's ASMR.
Tuck you in.
No, it's like they do... little flickers like that. They do that sort of thing. And it's very relaxing.
There they go.
Yeah, it's very nice of you to tell people that I do like that. It's very gentle.
It's gentle stuff. Nice. Calming.
No, but I'm hoping for something a little bit more spicy.
Oh, right.
I got her to, I say it's just some role play, but she's a worse actor than, Orlando Bloom. So I can't always tell what she's playing.
She has to put the full costume on. And even then you're like,
yeah, okay, sorry, what is
sure
it? What
are you
playing?
A nun or a priest?
What are you playing? Jealousy? What is that? What's the emotion?
What are you emoting?
I can't get it, you know. I mean, she did dress up as Madonna for a bit, you know, with the conical bra.
Were you into that?
Yeah, I like a little bit. And a bit of BDSM, a little bit of smoke.
It's all like whipping and that.
Whipping and that sort of thing.
Subdominations.
But, you know, really, I like to be challenged intellectually.
Oh, God, who doesn't? Christ.
You know, that's it. Our dinner party.
Because the most erotic part of our bodies is in our brain.
Absolutely right. Yeah.
It's in there.
It's in
our skull.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, what do you recommend to spice things up then?
Well, it depends what you're into. I know you've been married for a long time. You've tried pretty much everything. Have you ever tried dangling her out of the window by her ankles and letting her nightie come up over her head and just like. listen to me, please.
Yeah,
right?
Go on,
and
yeah.
then you got her over the end. Right, she thinks, oh my God, my life is in danger here, right?
Right.
You don't tell her nothing, right? You just go in a room, right? You grab hold of her,
yeah.
Right, open the window,
right?
And then you put her out the window and you grab hold of her, you keep hold of her ankles and a nightie, make sure no one's around, right?
Right.
And a nightie comes over her head, right?
Right. What does that do?
What, a nightie going over her head?
Yeah. What?
Well, it gets, means that the wind gets all up into the bits.
Oh, okay.
You know? No, because it's like a sensation. And then and then you sort of hold her there for a bit. She's terrified, literally terrified, right? And then you drag her back in, yeah. Right? And you go, oh, you know your life is in danger there, but I saved your life. So right, and then I think she'll go like weak at the knees, and then I think that would be quite erotic, knowing how much power you
can
have.
Can I just tell you, I did try years back. I got, basically, I can't lift her up, so I got there's a bloke from the council coming.
You know, you'd have to get a few chains.
I did. You know, I went down, you know what they used to do, the refuge centre, you know, and I said, is there any old scaffolding? I got a pulley system, and a bloke come on from the council in a white high-vis thing. Yeah. And we got her reversed to the window, and we both took one leg each.
It takes a surprise out of it, though.
It does a bit. Then, beforehand, the council had to come round, they'd done a whole health and safety thing. They assessment, the window frame, was it strong enough to hold her and all that. And the
building will hold.
Yeah, they said that. I mean, they did a brief structural survey and said that, you know, provided she don't move around too much. We got a pulley system, we got her back up and all that, and got you know, a couple of people to pull her drawers back up. Spice things up for a while,
Why did it spice things up for a while? Because she thought, I quite like.
No, because she fainted a bloke from the council.
Oh, I
nothing
see.
Nothing to do with me.
Like being in an industrial winch.
Yeah, she liked that sort of thing. Mm. But I mean, you know, as you say, I mean, you went out with an olympic, as you say, the most erotic part of your body.
Is in your brain. And I said to her, look, the most erotic part of me is in my brain.
Yeah.
I said, then, I don't know how you're going to be able to suck that.
Yeah.
But if you could get in there, you know. And she says, no, that's not what they mean, you know. What are you talking about? Yeah. They said, it means that it's your imagination. I thought there was a bit in your brain that if you sucked it or fiddled about with it, then
she
it would...
Yeah, she pushed that dildo into your ear, didn't she?
Yeah, I was trying to get in there.
Yeah.
And she says, no, that's not what it means.
But you went out and she was all sophisticated.
Oh, of course, she's all French and that.
Yeah, the people you used to knock around with, didn't
How did you keep up with the conversation? Well, I didn't. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I'll be completely honest with you, Barry. And say that I felt very insecure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt very insecure. I felt out of my depth.
Yeah.
I felt like I was nothing.
Yeah, right. Terrible. They've made you feel like
worthless. I felt worthless. Christ, I don't have this money. You know, John Paul Getty was there, Sammy Davis Jr., Larry Charles,
Keith
Chegwin was there, Kilroy Silk.
Yeah,
you know, these are the top people.
Right,
and I started talking about all this stuff and that. And I thought, I'd just chime in here. I said, has anyone seen Petrocelli?
Yeah.
Right, I thought, if I don't say something, then I'll just freeze. You know? Yeah. Has anyone seen Petrocelli? And they're all like, is that the one with the bloke the private eye that lives with his wife?
Yeah.
I said, no. He lives in a caravan, actually. He's building his house. He has to live in the caravan outside, like. And I says, what is he doing out there? I says, it's a metaphor for the struggles that he has to go through, isn't it?
Yeah,
like the fact that unfinished business all the time, you know?
Not very good.
I pulled that out of my arse, right? And then they kept asking me all these other questions.
Yeah.
And they said, well, what's going on with Starsky and Hutch then?
An algorithm for...
That's an algorithm. For the state of the environment, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you've got two blokes wandering the streets of New York, and you know they're all brash and kicking bins over and stuff.
One's in knitwear,
one's into knitwear, and the other one is pretty cool. And then I couldn't think about the tie into the environment. I've shat myself.
Yeah.
And I went to the bog and, you know, just sat there for a bit. And then they said, and luckily when I come back, they've forgotten about that bit. It's amazing what you can do in them situations if you are under pressure.
Yeah.
It's how you respond.
Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think it might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out his wheelchair. About four of us... I mean, we battered him.
And this.
Cheated on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. Crime Club. That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I remember very much going, there was a, Margaret went to them evening classes, and they're all sort of left-wing arsy-farsy, and the great and the good and Watford. And she said, for God's sake, Barry, don't say nothing to show me up, you know.
Oh, yeah,
and they're
all
chatting away. Well, I think, you know, basically, the poetry of Ted Hughes and all this intellectual shit.
And you thought he meant... Ted off of Heidi Up.
Ted Bowen.
Ted Bundy.
For a laugh, while all this was going on, I suddenly went, oh, farted!
Yeah,
I went,
good,
you know,
good, yeah.
And they went, and they all looked round at me, and Mark said, you know, why don't you show yourself? I said, I'm not going to be intimidated by them, you know, bollocks.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Get on the front foot, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the advice I'll give to you now. So I suggest, like, you get on the front foot with Margaret and you lay down the bloody law. You wander into the bedroom and say, look, I know I hung you out the window.
Yeah.
We had to get the cats around and that was good. I said, but I want more, you know. I want more spice. And if I don't get it here, I'll go somewhere else.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you can go... Well, you won't go anywhere else, but, you know, you can threaten to do that. And I think issuing threats in a marriage is actually good for longevity.
Do you? What, it just spices things up?
Yeah, well, no, it just keeps them on their toes, you know. Yeah. I would issue all sorts of threats.
Oh, really?
Issue threats left, right and centre, mate. Threaten to have her arrested.
Yes.
Yeah, threaten to have her arrested.
That's a turn off, is it?
I don't know, but... It will frighten her, I think, into thinking, means business.
Yeah.
You know, I've threatened to take her to the small claims court.
Yeah,
I would threaten her with that, you know.
Just heightens things.
I would threaten her with, with legal action. I'd threaten to sue her.
I was threatened
to do that.
Okay. I mean, the thing is, you've had many, many girlfriends over the years.
I've had hundreds of them.
How have you managed to keep the spice in things yourself? I mean,
well, I do it with threats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a lot of threats. I threaten them. I threaten to I threatened to take them to court.
Yes,
you know,
the small claims.
Yeah, small claims court. Yeah, I threatened to go to the council on them. Yeah. I threatened to grass them up to their husbands.
Yeah,
because you know, I've done a lot of that.
Oh yeah, I know.
I've been the other man in the marriage. Quite a few times. See, women make the mistake with me of seeing me as no threat.
Right.
They go, oh, well, I'll just go out with him while I'm married, you know. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll go out with him and I'll do what you need. But if my needs are not getting met, if they don't get met, then I start issuing threats. I start issuing them.
Right.
I start issuing threats.
What, like you're going
to... So the small claims court. Threaten to... Like, do stuff to the car on it.
Yeah, go and grass them up for the library. She says she's lost the book.
I know that's not true. I know it's in the footwell of her Mercedes.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you want me to take a photo of that, bring it in, and I will do that, you know.
That's right.
So that gets her attention, you know. Just issue threats and get like that film, Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I get a bit like that.
Well, are you going to tell them the most famous bird you went out with, you had an affair with? It's royalty, isn't it? Let's just say it was a ginger-haired royal.
Mm-hmm.
She was very big. She was known for having her toes sucked and her cock at one stage.
That's right.
She also shares the same name of a Manchester United manager.
Without naming names, she famously
went bankrupt and tried to charge people to meet her husband, Prince Andrew the Duke of York.
She went out with some American financiers. She's got two useless children who don't do nothing but are on the civil list.
Gets
paid a fortune of her own. I'm sure they're lovely.
They both wore pretzel style hats to that wedding.
Without naming no names. Anyway, that didn't last very long.
No, what's that?
Oh, I felt insecure.
Yeah.
I felt insecure
Had to go to Sandringham, Buckingham Palace and all that. How did you get that through the bloody police
call? Well, I said, this is my hunting rifle.
Oh, they love all that.
It wasn't really. I mean, it's a sawn-off.
Yes, okay.
Well, it's a sawn-off. And I says, I don't go nowhere without this hunting rifle because I'm going to, me and, without naming her.
Right.
Me and her are going to go up Scotland and go grass shooting.
Oh, for Christmas?
Well, that's what I said to them, you know. That's how I got the gun through.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And then when I got the gun in the place, I just, because she started getting all, like, intelligent with me.
Oh,
jeez. You know, saying, Andros, what do you think of doing?
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. Questions like that. I'm going, I don't think that's none of your business. I don't think you are, you don't get the right to question me.
No, that's it.
And they said, why have you, your penis is hanging out your trousers.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's none of your business, mate. That's all right. It's my call, and that's what I'm doing today. You know, like that. Anyway, she goes on about it, and I start feeling a little bit, like, self-conscious.
Yeah, of course.
That he's hanging out my trousers. Anyway, I thought, well, I'll put a stop to this. I'll start just firing off a few rounds, like that. I says, what do you think of that?
Yeah.
And she says, well, you put some buckshot through the Rembrandt there. I says, well, I'll put all sorts of buckshot through that.
I will do that,
you know. You don't keep it.
How long did you go out with her then?
Oh, not long.
it wouldn't not last.
No.
I had a similar...
Because you went out with someone there. I mean, you know.
She has a bit of a horsey face. Not
no names.
She's the Queen's second born, if I remember.
Oh, yeah, without naming no names.
Often to be seen wearing full naval attire.
That's right. You'll find her at the England-Scotland rugby game every year, especially when it's in Edinburgh, without naming no names. She's got a funny thing on her head. Isn't it?
Funny thing on her head, quite regarded often as probably the nicer of them. Oh, right. Lovely daughter and all.
Ribble goes out with Mike Tindall without naming no names.
And I went out with the Princess Royal for a good couple of 3 years.
Much longer than I managed without naming
no names. In the early 70s.
Yeah.
And
that's when she was not. She was nice looking.
Yeah, I'd done this. Well, let's not. Anyway.
You were certainly punching above your
weight. Oh, very much so. But I remember when I went to Buckingham Palace, I was invited back there with some of my charity work. Aww. And she says, look, you know, do you want to come and meet Mum? Anyway, I'd done exactly what you did. I had my cock out at the table.
You have your gun?
And I had a gun. Down the side of my trousers, big waders that we've been out, fishing.
Country pursuits.
And she's gone, Barry, you know, she's big, Barry, what's that in your trousers? I go, what do you think it is? Yeah. It's a gun. It was a sawn off. And she said, but you've got your knob out. Like, so, it's my right.
It's my knob. It's not your knob, is it?
What's it got to do with you?
It'll go wherever it wants.
So the Queen's coming.
Oh, Christ.
And as you know, I'm a massive royal fan, I couldn't believe it. And with that, I'm just about to shake hands. I glance down, and I see my knob hanging out, right? To my horror.
Hanging out your waders?
Yeah, hanging out my waders. To my horror, one of the corgis has got a whiff.
Because he stinks because of all the rubber.
It's come out and it started nosing around my waders. What was it called? Tinsley. Their favourite.
Yeah,
Tinsley. A palace. I had trouble with my phallus. It was hanging out me way just one afternoon there. I was saying to the Queen,
hello there.
It came up, it snuck round by my balls. And that was the last time I was invited anywhere. Buckingham Palace,
Christ, so how did you handle that?
Well, she said, get out, right. You know, that was the last time. So,
you get the gun out?
Well, by the time I got out, there's no point. I just had a couple of shots in the air. I fucked off, got on the tube at Green Park and got back to Watford, you know.
You got a couple of rounds off.
Oh, I let a couple of rounds off. Of course I did.
Just out of frustration.
Yeah. Well, you and you took that gun into the commons, do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I took the gun gallery. Into the commons.
It's all right.
I've got to take that. And I distracted them with my knob, you know.
Yeah.
Because they said, go through a security gate. I says, all right. I'll go through it.
Brilliant. Subterfuge, isn't it? Yeah. Have your cock out.
That's it. I've got the shorn off in the jacket. And then I go through there, through the security thing, and it goes beep, you know, like this. And I go, what's that then? I says, well, I had an accident when I was younger, and they put this metal plate in my knob,
which is why it has to hang out.
Yeah, it has to hang out the trousers, you
know? Yeah, okay.
And I says, I says, yeah, that's true. I says, look, here's a certificate.
Yeah.
And I had a certificate.
And you've
from what Kenny had written it.
Hold on, it's here.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's it saying?
You've handwritten it.
This is to who it may concern.
Yeah.
My knob has to hang out of my trousers because I had an accident when I was younger, when I was riding a motorcycle in the precinct.
Yeah.
And I come off it and I've hit the railing. Anyway. my knob's taken a bash. All right. Yeah. And it's gone off to one side. So we've had to stick some plates in it. And so this will set off things various things in airports and
etc.
etc. etc. Yours, top surgeon at Harley Street. Anyway, I handed that over.
Yeah.
Right. And he's gone, oh, well, thank you very much, sir. You know,
yeah, of course, yeah.
That's done. Yeah. I says, there's no reason for me to lie about this.
Yeah, of course. Embarrassing, you said, yeah.
Yeah, very embarrassing. I don't want to, like, draw attention to it, you know.
But tap down the side of your waders is a fucking sawmill.
Got a gun in the waders, yeah.
Of course.
Because I've been looking at fatbergs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, down in the sewers. And that's why I was in the parliament, because I thought I'll have a look at the fatbergs and I want to go and have a chat with the head of sewage, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I've gone in there and I've gone in the parliament and in the chamber and I've got me nogs hanging out and Nicola Sturgeon's had a look at it.
Right.
And she's gone, well, what are you doing? You're standing there with your penis hanging out of your waders.
Yeah.
And I've gone, listen, I'll refer you to what I said at the security guard. There was an accident in the railings, and I'll, et cetera.
And what she said, went on about Scottish independence.
She's gone on about all the Scottish independence.
He was at Holyrood.
Well, if you weren't here and you're up at Holyrood, right, you wouldn't have to see this, right? Anyway, she's gone, I totally agree with you. So I thought, right, okay, I'm not having this. I've grabbed a mace.
Oh, right.
And I've grabbed the mace and I've just swung it around a bit and then I thought, well, I don't know what to do with this. So I put it back.
Yeah.
And Berko, this is when he was still here.
Yeah, yeah.
He's gone, what are you doing with the mace?
Yeah,
you know, and I've gone, I've grabbed the mace. He says, why is your penis hanging out of your waders?
Yeah.
I says, look, that's the last time. So I've got the gun out.
Yeah.
Right. And I've bundled
it.
I couldn't get any off, right, right.
So
they bundle me out into the lobby.
Right.
And I've just managed to get two off. Boom, boom.
Yeah,
right.
Bang,
into the road. Bang, bang.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Before they lobbed me out the back door. Like
right.
That. And they said, you shouldn't have that in here, that gun in here. Right. I said, well, I've got it in here, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I did manage to get two rounds off.
I had the same at the Embassy Worldmaster Snooker in Sheffield.
Oh, shit.
I was going to do the Crucible. And, you know, Dennis Taylor, I've never liked him. Bloody glasses.
No, he's a bit attention seeker.
Yeah, with them glass, silly glasses. So I've stuck it was a sawn off down my waders, just at the sides, right? And funny enough, I'd been out, you know, the Trent River up there.
Oh, right.
A bit of carp, lovely bit of carp you can get up there.
Okay,
side so I've had this down the side of my waders, and I thought, well, fucking hell, I'll wait till the final frame. I'll get in there. And I'm gonna
get a couple off.
Get a couple of volleys off into the roof. So there's all sorts of security nowadays. Well, what fucking hell, what am I going to do? Steal a ball? Get the rest.
I'm going to sell the rest on eBay, am I?
What am I going to do? Yeah, Nick Summers, Lambert and Butler from next to, they used to smoke in them days. Anyway, I've seen Dennis fucking Taylor coming.
Glasses, all that.
All his funny
old glasses.
He's got
a circus freak.
Yeah, He's wagging his finger.
That's it. That's him lifting the queue above his head.
And I'm just about to go in.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
I don't know.
You know, they've caught the fucking sword down.
Yeah.
So the geezer's come
over.
Where's
your knob at this?
Well, it's hanging out, of course.
Right, yeah.
I mean, brilliant. I mean, the great minds think alike.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, what it does is it's a distraction technique.
Well, it is.
It's
page one distraction.
It's page one. I remember reading Martin McGuinness's book when the IUC used to stop. You know?
I always have your cocker.
Hanging out of your trousers.
You can have an hour.
But if there's four of you in the car, then I have four penises hanging out the front of your trousers.
So anyway, the bloke said, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. How do they speak in Sheffield?
Anyway, excuse me, sir.
Cock is hanging out.
Sorry.
Yeah. Now, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. And he goes, why was it setting off the metal detector? Well, I've had the presence of mind. I've had a can of Coke, and I've got the silver pull, and I've just stuck it in my jab. I said, oh, sorry.
Oh, right. Yeah.
When I was in the army, I had a Prince Albert through my jabs.
Yes,
he's gone, oh, All right, sir. Nice. Good luck to members of our Majesty's Armed Forces. Go through.
You are all right.
You are all right with me. Clear is even going to be absolute straight line. Yeah, I can aim straight for. So I'm sat in there anyway. Such is the way with the fucking snooker. It went on and on and on.
Days.
And, oh, it went for days and days and days. Who's the guy who played?
Ray Reardon.
So Ray kept with him frame to frame. I dozed off anyway. Gets to the end of it, and I'm sat there with my cock out. Everyone's cleared away.
It's supposed to be very hot in their waders.
Very hot in their waders.
Kind of the lights, you know?
The lights. And David Vine has come out. The commentator has gone, here, what's that there? I quickly tuck it away. Fucking hell, there's no, Dennis Taylor's nowhere to be seen. So I've let off a gun volley just to let him know I'm there. It's ricocheted off, you know, the lights that hang over the snooker table. Fucking all over the green blaze, there's glass.
Rip that up.
I went out, fuck off, and I just left.
Got a couple of volleys off.
Got a couple of volleys off, you know. Because that was the thing, you see.
Well, he's good, isn't
it? Went to the embassy snooker. I used to be a bit of a looker. Yeah. I went in my waders to see the final. You can see it on VHS, Betamax, or even on vinyl. I got into the room and zoomed over to Dennis Taylor. I was wearing my cock hanging out my wader.
Yeah,
that was it.
Well, there you go. Well, I hope this has helped.
Oh, is that it?
Flown by.
How long was that?
Oh, you've done 34 minutes.
Oh, Jesus, we can cut some of that out.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No?
No. Oh, Maybe at the beginning we can.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I hope that's helped you.
If it has helped in any way.
That's what we're here for.
If you want to go and see
Clinton on tour.
Clinton Baptist was only one more day, and then it starts again in next year. And where's your show? Yeah,
well, if you want to come and see me, you must go to the internet and go type in As Joseph Perfumio Tour.
Yes.
And I'll be coming to Bristol, Cardiff, Leicester, Manchester, Blackpool, and York. I think that's it.
It's only a few. I've seen him. He's bloody funny. You're going to love it.
It's a business.
Thank you for listening.
And if you are Patreon listeners,
just you wait for this.
You've got something special for you.
Really? Right. Okay, guys.
Beautiful. Okay.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com. My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to. Keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great eps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.